leading up to the Perfect 10, you qualified for two individual event finals in floor exercise mm-hmm. and parallel bars. And you didn't have a good performance in the floor exercise. You scored a 9.75 for fifth place.
Right.
Then you had this parallel bars experience coming up. It was just hours later you scored a perfect 10. Did you think, I'm off this day? This is not my day? What was your mindset?
Well, you know, interesting you bring that up because I was qualified, tied for first place going into the finals on floor exercise with a guy named Li Ning from China, who's one of those gymnastic gods. I was good on floor, but I don't think I was ever his level. But you know what? Everything had gone perfectly that week. Everything we did, we stuck our landings. You know, it just seemed like we could do no wrong. So I approached floor exercise, unfortunately, with the wrong attitude. I walked out there with such confidence that everything I've done this week has just gone perfectly. So this will just be one more of those. And I think I really took my performance for granted. So my first tumbling pass, I took a little step on the landing, and that's a deduction. I bobbled a couple of little things. I took another step on the landing at the end. I had been tied for first, and I thought, well, that's not what I anticipated doing. I wanted to stick that a little bit better. But I thought, maybe I'll be second or third. But that's when you realize, hey, you know, the Olympics, these are the best guys on the planet. And these guys all nailed their routines, and I moved all the way to fifth place, completely off the medal podium. That shook me up a lot because you start thinking, is this not my day? What did I do? What did I do wrong? And that's when I had about an hour and a half before the parallel bars, and I met back with my coach in the warm-up gym. He said, you can't just assume it's going to happen. You have to make it happen. So when I did my parallel bar routine, I had much more intensity. I remember making every handstand right, making every position right, and not just assuming it was going to somehow fall in place. I've been competing for 16 years at this point. It's not like I didn't know this, but I needed to be reminded of it. So I was tied for first in parallel bars, and then I scored a 10. Then I realized after I sat down that no matter what anybody does here, at least one of the gold medals is going to be mine and nobody could catch me. There's two emotions there. One is relief and one is elation. I should say winning a team medal was really powerful because it was something we shared that took it to a new level of emotion. Winning the individual medal on the parallel bars, I'm quite proud of that, obviously. I'm enormously grateful that things worked out for me. But at the same time, I really felt almost a little embarrassed. You're the only guy standing up there and everybody's looking at you. I knew I was good on parallel bars and I was grateful that I had this chance to win a gold medal. But the feeling that we got winning that gold medal as a team is something I can never describe adequately.
When you were going through your perfect 10, did you know when you came off that and hit the floor, I've hit it?
Yeah. You know, you're constantly correcting and adjusting throughout the whole routine. Even my wife, Nadia, says when somebody watches a perfect 10 she got on the beam, she may look at the video and say, oh, I was totally off there. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Because, you know, you're making millions of sort of minute corrections as you go. And the enthusiasm rises because you realize, okay, this is good, this is good, okay, this is good, this is good, all right, a little more there, okay, this is good. And you realize it's all going to come down to the landing. And you still have to stay in the moment because you can't blow the landing or it's over too. Yeah, it's a weird sort of cascading emotions that develop as you know you're on and you're having a good performance.
So when you've looked back at that, did you find some areas that you could have made it even more perfect?
I think so. I mean, yeah, even my wife says that the even times when you say, that was good. I could do that even a little bit better. But competition in gymnastics is kind of relative to the day, and I was the best of the day. I take pride in that. Probably I could have done it better, but it's also possible that my competitors could have done their routines better that day as well. As I said, an individual Olympic medal, literally so many things have to go right for that to end up in your hands because everybody is deserving at that level. It has to be the good fortune. It has to just be your moment, and sometimes you can't predict that.